I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Ratko Mladic was arraigned today at the UN War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. The former Bosnian Serb general declined to enter a plea. He said he was a gravely ill man, and he described the charges against him as obnoxious. Mladic is charged in the massacre of some 8,000 men and boys at Srebrenica in the 1990s. Until last week, he'd been a fugitive for years. Many Serbs still view him as a hero, but most in Serbia are resigned to his prosecution as a necessary step for joining the European Union. Nationalism may be waning on Serbia's political scene, but as Matthew Brunwasser reports, it's not dead yet.
In these scenes from the documentary Vrela Krv, or Heated Blood, Serbian nationalists battle the police and trash the center of Belgrade in 2008. Director Marko Mamuzic says the appeal of such groups is not so much about politics.
For the majority of the people who are gathering in those events, I think it is violence. And they are mostly minors. So they have no money, they are living in the suburbs, and when there's something like that going on in the town, they go down the city and they smash shops and everything. It's called night shopping. They take, you know, sneakers, T-shirts. And that's the only way for them to say, I am somebody.
In the past, politicians like former President Slobodan Milosevic have harnessed that sentiment for their own ends. But with Serbian President Boris Tadic solidly pushing for EU membership and the other major political parties now on board, anti-Western nationalism is out of political style in Serbia. That's why protests against the extradition of Ratko Mladic were relatively mild.
People felt a kind of humiliation in a way, but people knew that it was an international obligation and it had to be done.
That's Aleksandar Vučić. He's the vice president of the Serbian Progressive Party. It was started by a former radical nationalist who decided to be pro-European. Vučić says that Serbs these days are more worried about poverty than the wrongs of the past, and they want to join the EU.
It's the best way for Serbian people, even if we would have many problems on that road.
Kosovo now remains the biggest unanswered question. While the EU doesn't require Serbia to recognize Kosovo's independence, there is mounting pressure from the international community for an agreement to stabilize the region.
Yes, we can't get everything, but also we cannot lose everything. And we'll do our best to get as much as we can for our country and to lose as less as we can for Serbia. That's our aim.
But the extreme nationalists aren't gone. Many suggest they're just biding their time. If economic conditions deteriorate, analysts say, their stock will rise. Igor Marinković from the Serbian National Movement 1389 says Serbian President Boris Tadic is a traitor who harasses nationalists.
I am sure that there is no less support. There is more support, but the people are still afraid to go to street. But I think that that situation will be very soon culminate in the big protest in Serbia.
Community in at loose ends.
Here at the Center for Cultural Decontamination, a reading group is discussing humanistic literature. While nationalism may have lost its utility to politicians, it's still in people's heads. This institution may be the one spot in Serbia where nationalism is least welcome. Founder Borka Pavicevic says the center started in the early 90s when the breakup of Yugoslavia opened a flood of nationalist aggression, chauvinism, and lies about the greatness of Serbianness. She says the arrest of Mladic has already helped regional stability, although the government only touched the surface of the problem.
I would like very much, in a sense of decontamination, to say Ratko Mladic is arrested because he killed so many people, because he is responsible for that, because maybe we are responsible together with him. And this is because of your dignity and because of your history and because of your children. And it is not because I have to give money or the support of the European Union.
There is a growing sense among Serbs that the EU is the best place to be, even though few understand why. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Belgrade.